American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Wow, what a day it's been so far. Today, I just got done wrapping up. I was an interviewee on a couple 150 radio stations on the VCY network just a few minutes ago. That was an hour and had a wonderful time with Jim Schneider. If you caught that, that was great. I had made a mistake and thought it was Central Time and it was Eastern Time and it butted up against this show. So we're going right from one to the next and I love it. There's nothing else I'd rather be doing today. Boy, oh boy, I've got a great hour lined up for you right now. We're going to jump right in it. Because time is so tight, I'm going to read you a little bit about and tell you a little bit about my guest, and that is James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. James O'Keefe founded Project Veritas and Project Veritas Action after he had pulled off some of the most consequential undercover journalism coups in a generation. So he could have an organization dedicated to reviving the craft, or the art, if you will, of undercover journalism. These two organizations are nonprofits dedicated to investigating corruption, dishonesty, waste, and fraud in public institutions and the private sector. The undercover journalism O'Keefe has pioneered at Project Veritas relies on the most modern digital and video technology available, infused with the legacy of some of the great investigative journalists, you know, such as Nellie Bly, Mike Wallace. Think of those guys, Gunter Wallraff and Woodward and Bernstein. Last week, O'Keefe, you may have seen this, filed suit against the FBI in Manhattan because he was denied permission to purchase a firearm. So we're going to jump right in. I've got him for two segments. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. How the heck are you, my friends? Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on to talk about this very important issue.
It is a hugely important issue, James, and you know it better than anybody. Look, I've gone back and I've watched some of your videos on this situation. Can you take us to the beginning of, first off, how did you find out you were denied? What happened?
I went to the store. It's actually, this lawsuit's in Manhattan, but I'm a resident of upstate New York. And for those listening to this program, this is not a state issue. This is a federal issue. I'm on a federal FBI NICS list. What does that mean? It's the list of people prohibited from owning a firearm. I went to buy a shotgun in upstate New York, and I was immediately rejected on the federal background check. Came back within 10 seconds. And the guy said, well, that's strange, because I'm not a felon. I'm not a convicted felon. I've never been convicted of a misdemeanor with a year in prison. I don't have any history of mental illness. I checkmark all the boxes. And the guy goes, well, that's odd. So I went back to another store and recorded it with a hidden camera and audio. And I was rejected three more times. So I documented this. And then I filed a lawsuit against the FBI last Thursday in federal court. The FBI has apparently placed me on a list where they place convicted felons on. Now, that's either an administrative error targeted my government because of who I am and what I do. This is not the first time that I've been targeted by the government. We can talk about that with the border crossing issue in 2014. But this is the story, and I filed a lawsuit, and I didn't win.
All right, you're getting, the story's getting a lot of legs, as it should. It's making the rounds. You've seen it in just about all the major news outlets. I think I put up a piece from Washington Times. I know Fox has been on this and other news outlets. Now, did you find out, did any of the dealers, because the dealer doesn't know why you're rejected, right? How did you actually find out?
Well, I got an attorney and, I spoke with the FBI, or the attorney did. There's sort of a way they require to give you an answer.
Gotcha.
And we went through that process, and the FBI told us that essentially it's because I'm listed as a felon. Now, I've never been convicted of a felony, and once I was charged with one, but I was cleared of that charge, and there was no conviction. So it's just it really raises your worst fears and suspicions about administrative agencies targeting you for political reasons. I'm sure I'm not the only person, the only citizen who's had to deal with this issue. I'm sure there are people listening to this right now saying, oh, I or someone I know was on some dumb list. And the problem is that, you know, the FBI has maintained this NICS with patently and demonstrably false information about me. And that's what's wrong. And it's a violation of my constitutional rights. And I'm suing and I'm seeking damages.
Good for you. Did this, you went into the charge that you mentioned, did that have anything to do with Mary Landrieu? Was that the issue when they accused you of going into her office under false pretenses, even though you used your own identification and your own driver's license to do it? I don't know how that could possibly be false.
It was a ridiculous charge. So I was given a Class B misdemeanor. This is not a prison-worthy offense.
Right.
A parking tickets and other petty offenses may not prohibit someone from owning a firearm under 42 U.S.C. 1983. You don't prohibit someone from owning a firearm for a Class B misdemeanor.
Right.
So, yes, you're correct. That pertains to Louisiana. For those of you who are unaware of what happened, I went into a federal building with a hidden camera, showed my real driver's license, and then they would prosecute me and try to allege I was there to do something. But I was eventually cleared of any felony charges. I've crossed the border dressed as Osama bin Laden, right? Remember that one?
Right.
In South Texas, and I was detained at my border every time I came from Canada. Ten times I was detained, and they were saying, "Do you think what you did was funny?" These were federal officers interrogating me about my journalism. That's also a violation of my constitutional rights. They eventually stopped doing that when I went public with the fact that they were doing it. So there's a pattern here, and the pattern is they want to squash you with their big government thumb, and they want to intimidate you, make you afraid. And I don't want to live in that world. I think the only thing these people respond to is power, and the only thing they respond to is if you run towards the fire. That's what we're doing here by documenting it in the video. You can see all these clerks rejecting me, and then in the lawsuit. But yes, it was because the government has wrongly placed me and erroneously placed me on this list for convicted felons is the reason the FBI gave me that I can't own a firearm.
If I change the word wrongly to correctly and intentionally, would it serve the same purpose?
Well,
or am I wearing a tinfoil hat here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, did they put me on that list in error,
right?
Or was that some? Well, the reason why I tell the border crossing story is because that is evidence of them targeting me. So when I cross the border from Canada to the United States, I get stopped. This is on YouTube, and the guy goes, "Did you think what you did was funny?" I said, "What are you talking about?" This is me. He's like, "Let me see your phone." I'm like, "I'm not going to give you my phone. I'm a journalist. I got sources. Give me the phone or I'll arrest you." On what grounds are they detaining me, right? So I looked over at the screen and it said, "Subject is an amateur reporter engaged in publicity stunts designed to embarrass the government." That's unconstitutional. You can't detain someone just because you, quote, unquote, embarrass the government. It was so unconstitutional that the Washington Post even did a story. I know that's shocking. About it.
It is.
Called the Department of Homeland Security, and they stopped detaining after that story aired.
Well, I know you don't need me to make you feel better on this, but it wasn't erroneous. You are being targeted. There's no question in my mind. When the coincidences begin to line up, James, we all know the facts are what they are. There are lists. You're on it. Look, Trump has exposed just how deep the deep state actually is, just how infested the swamp really is. And Americans are seeing it with their open eyes, and they understand. I think clear-thinking individuals know that this is not just an erroneous mistake by the FBI, but in fact, intentional harassment of you. And unfortunately, they're going to be able to claim it was a mistake, you know? They're going to be able to say it was a mistake. But what do you think is going to happen? How do you think this is going to play out now that you filed suit?
Well, I mean, I'm seeking damages for sustained during this, including but not limited to the cost of my personal security, attorney's fees, and other damages that the federal court deems appropriate. But I think it's an open shut case. I mean, it's outrageous. I'm not a convicted felon. But we are living in 1984, right? George Orwell's book, 1984. I encourage you all to reread that one. I was born in the year 1984, so it's kind of serendipitous, I suppose. But, I mean, the fact is, does 2 + 2 = 4 anymore in our world? And freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. So I'm not a convicted felon, but the FBI places me on the convicted felons list. So you ask me what's the outcome of the case? I should win.
I think you're going to win that case. When we come back, we're talking with James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas. Fascinating stuff. I've got him for one more segment, and I'm going to ask him on live radio if he promises to come back again on a Monster Cast where I can keep him for a few more segments. I'll be back with James O'Keefe right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low-quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but 4 football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We are in the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum microphone, and all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out all of our great sponsors. And head over to xinsurance.com. If you carry a gun, professional, civilian, they're going to build a policy for you, specifically custom built for you and your needs in your daily life. X Insurance brings all of this to us, and we appreciate it very much. Veritas. What does Veritas mean? Many of you might know the movie Tombstone, the famous scene where Doc Holliday says to Johnny Ringo, "In vino veritas," when Johnny Ringo says something to him in Latin. And vino veritas means in wine there is truth. And, of course, Veritas, if you know anything about some of the Roman and Greek history, Veritas is the goddess of truth, the daughter of Saturn. So the word Veritas in the phrase means truth, Project Truth. James O'Keefe, you are putting it on him over there, man. And I love you for it. I respect you for it. Every time I see your work, I think, man, you have got it going on. I wish I had it in me to do what you're doing, brother. So congrats. Just from me to you.
Well, thank you. That means a lot coming from you, and we appreciate that. And Veritas does mean truth. And there needs to be more truth in journalism these days.
All right. Let me ask you this. Let's put the FBI. This segment flies so fast; they all do. And I meant what I said going out of the break. Can I get you to come back for the monster show on Sunday when I can bring you into one of the 3 hours, one of those individual 3 hours?
There you go.
Bingo.
All right.
That'd
be great.
It. Awesome. All right. We're going to hold you to that one, and I can't wait to bring you back when we have more time. All right. So the FBI deal. I'm going to give you a prediction. You're going to win this. No doubt you're on a list, and I've got some comments in here that are coming in on the live feed right now. Are you on a no-fly list or anything? Did you happen to find any of that out?
No-fly list, you mean domestically or internationally? I'm not sure.
Either one. Are you on any no-fly list?
I'm not on a no-fly list. No, I'm not on a no-fly list. I think that would be too apparent. But I was placed on this bizarre list years ago at the border, where I was detained at the border for doing investigative reporting, coming in and out of the United States. That's the only list I've been placed on.
Okay. Well, I'm going to predict you're going to be successful with this FBI deal. They're going to hem and haw and play games with it, and they're going to say it was a mistake, but you're going to win this, and congratulations in advance for that. Let me ask you now about things going forward. Is there anything you can tip us off of? Because you've got, for the investigative work that you're doing, which takes a lot of stones to do, by the way, can you give us any ideas of where you might be going or some things you might want to investigate down the road? Can we talk about any of that?
Yeah, well, mostly voter fraud right now with the mail-in ballots and the absentee ballots. We're focused on that right now. We have a lot of undercover agents across the United States right now. We are absolutely just totally immersed in different states around the country. We have people who are election judges that want to wear hidden cameras. And if you're listening to this program and you're one of those people, contact me at Veritas Tips. That's Veritas Tips. At protonmail.com, and we'd love to work with you and talk to you. But most of the things we're doing right now are election related, because we are 3 months away from the most interesting election of our entire lives. Some people say it's going to be contested. The outcome won't be determined for days, weeks, or months. So if there's voter fraud, Project Veritas will find it.
Well, I tell you what, I hope so. And because of what you do, and I won't ask you to go into any details, we'll wait for the results of your investigative journalism to come out. But how concerned are you? How concerned is James O'Keefe about this?
I'm concerned about fraud and corruption. I'm concerned about a world where people are so afraid, where there's no media. The media is dying. It's died. Half of it's been gone in the last 6 months, been decimated by the pandemic. There's no investigative reporting anymore. I mean, there's right. nowhere for people to go. So I have a huge responsibility to do the job that billion-dollar media corporations refuse to do. They settle lawsuits with Nick Sandman at the Washington Post and CNN. They settle lawsuits all the time for defaming and lying about people, and they get away with it. So I think it's really up to us, the citizens, or we the people, have to basically be investigative reporters ourselves, citizen journalists. And we're going to be at the scene of the crime. And I think the government puts me on lists like this in order to scare me, intimidate me, slime me, sure. defame me. And the way to respond to that is to just keep fighting them and don't stop.
You know, that old saying, you know, the louder you beat the pots and pans in the kitchen, right, may very well keep the flies away. And hopefully that works for you because you're vocal, you're out there. And the respect level that I have for you is just immense. It's off the chain. Listeners and viewers, ProjectVeritas.com, ProjectVeritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S.com. And you can find there at Project Veritas where to go if you have tips. If you're listening to the program or watching the program on the live stream or on any of the 11 television stations carrying the show in Northern California and Reno, and you want to get involved here, ProjectVeritas.com has it all. Now, there's also Project Veritas. What's the other one?
It's Project Veritas. It's Veritas Tips. That's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips at ProtonMail.com.
Okay, at ProtonMail.com. Veritas Tips at ProtonMail.com. That's how you can get involved. James, do you care to predict? I know it's tough to do, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are we going to see rigging? I mean outright rigging. Do you expect your cameras and your investigators to catch them in the act this year?
We've already caught them in the act. I just haven't released it yet. So the answer is yes, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, 100% yes. Where can people go to watch all the videos? The website, you can catch you on YouTube.
Well,
or
hopefully,
else, right?
Hopefully they'll be able to go to the front page of the New York Times because that is
there
where I intend to have covered everywhere. The answer is always everywhere. Our model is different than everyone else. We aim to get covered by the mainstream media. We don't complain about the mainstream media. This lawsuit, this FBI lawsuit was on the Daily News. That's right. 2 million circulation. So our journalism, because no one is doing any journalism, we hope to really shake things up. And people say that voter fraud is doesn't exist. It's become almost a religious phrase. No evidence of voter fraud. So we're going to get we've got the evidence. We're going to get more of it. It's videotaped evidence, incontrovertible. It's definitely happening. We just have to release that and make it and show that it's all across the United States and we're inside political campaigns and you're going to see fireworks. But I encourage people listening to this program, if you work for a government agency, if you work for a tech company, if you work for your school board and you see corruption and you want to blow the whistle, we have a pretty robust program to help you. It's Veritas Tips at ProtonMail.com.
I'm going to keep giving that out even over the next couple of segments after we have to let you go here in just a minute. But I got to tell you, you are a breath of fresh air, man. And the work that you're doing out there, I personally believe is God's work because the mainstream media, in my opinion, has abdicated its throne a long time ago. There's nothing objective about it. They're simply doing the bidding of one political party. It's a huge propaganda machine. They have let the American people down. And I believe Trump was right the other day when he said at that press conference, if the mainstream media in this country were honest, this country would be so much farther ahead because I believe the press is holding us back. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. Thank you, James, for being here, okay? We will have James O'Keefe will be back in an upcoming, we're going to reach out to him and we're going to schedule him when we have some time with him to keep him for an hour and can ask him about some of these investigations and all this stuff and all this dirty stuff he finds. God bless him. ProjectVeritas.com. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. but in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. All of it presented to you by X Insurance. James O'Keefe is quite the guy. I apologize for only having two segments with him. The interview was put together pretty quickly today, midday. Let me put it that way. So things happened quickly, and I appreciate those who were responsible for bringing James and I together to get on the air with him today. That was unexpected, and I'm glad we were able to do that. One interview that was not unexpected is the one coming up right now, and that's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, how the heck are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Happy Monday to you, and some really interesting information from Project Veritas.
Yeah, man. Well, is it really a happy Monday to you?
It's always a happy Monday.
Really? You know, let me tell you how I screwed up today. And it was just a simple error, but a simple error that meant a lot to my preparation, okay? Last week I had accepted an interview from my PR folks to talk about the shenanigans going on at the NRA and some other issues and some court cases and what's unfolding in some of these big Democrat-controlled, garbage holes masquerading as just once great American cities. And I couldn't do the interview because they had given me the wrong time zone. They gave me a wrong time, I thought. So we made a mistake and we had to put it off. So they went ahead and they rebooked the interview for today at 2 to 2:55 p.m., which is fine. But it's a solid hour interview with three 60-second breaks. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll go ahead and take it. I felt bad that I missed them and messed it up last week. Only come to find out, at 2 o'clock, my phone didn't ring. I thought, well, maybe they didn't want me back. My phone rang at 3. It was 2:55 Central Time. 3 o'clock,
yeah.
Eastern Time, which butted me right up against the beginning of this show. So I lost that hour there anyway. That was kind of funny. So I'm glad that we were able to put James O'Keefe in here when we were able to do it. It made my life a little bit easier. All right.
Wasn't
Andy,
it a great radio? It's great to be in the radio industry like that, isn't it? To be able to go from one to another. My show's coming up in about 20 minutes right after this,
right?
As well. So it's perfect how we just bleed right into the next.
Yeah, except you knew you were coming here. And you could prep around that, right? See, I didn't. I thought, ruh-roh. Oh, well, what are you going to do? It's fun, right? Somebody couldn't want me on their program, so I'm very respectful of that. Here's the deal. I want to know what you took away from O'Keefe. You know, he's a fairly young guy, born in 1984. He's not that old. And he's got stones, man, to go out and do what he does with no fear. I mean, this guy's on FBI lists. You know he's on other lists. The government's trying to intimidate him, and he still goes out and does it, and he puts it on camera, bro, and exposes everybody. Now the FBI has him on this list wrongly. I don't buy that for 2 seconds. What do you think?
Well, you're right. First off, I got to give him kudos because it takes a certain type of person to go that extreme and to try to expose that many things and go that deep into it and potentially get in lots of trouble because you expose things or you rattle cages that people don't want rattled. So the fact that people still do that, I say absolutely kudos to them because very few do that. Obviously, the mainstream media, they don't do investigative journalism anymore unless it's something that's handpicked and given to them on a silver platter to where they can do a quote-unquote exclusive walkthrough of certain bunkers or certain places, and they feel like they've got some type of exclusive, but it was only what they were allowed to see and what people wanted them to see.
Yeah.
It's still not actual journalism. So the fact that someone's still trying to do it is so foreign in today's times. It's so weird that people don't just expect that from media any longer. So first off, kudos to him because he does that. And it, like you mentioned, it takes a lot of cojones to actually do that in today's times. And the fact that they say it was a mistake that he got on this list, like you said, I mean, it's complete bull. They know what they were doing and they don't like people rattling those cages. It's different for talk show hosts like you and I. We try to talk and we call people out that are doing bad things, but they just laugh us off and say, yeah, okay, you know, they just talk on the radio for a living and they don't take us seriously. But when someone's actually out there exposing and rattling cages, then you can get into potentially a lot of trouble. And that's when you get on these lists. And it's sad that we have to have lawyers and attorneys and lawsuits to go through and try and defend ourselves constantly because the government, if they could do what they wanted to do, then we would be blacklisted and we would not be allowed to do investigative journalism. And it would get to the point we couldn't even do talk radio shows to talk about the serious issues that we wanted to talk about because it wouldn't be government agenda approved. So it's a constant battle. This should be a reminder for listeners, even just that aren't even necessarily involved in politics a whole lot. This is a constant reminder that our freedoms, that our liberties are constantly under assault every single day, just from the simple ideas that we have, because if the government doesn't like it, they don't want us to have those ideas and they'll find a way to shut them down. And we need to continue to fight for these every single day. So, you know, kudos to him on it. And he's come out with some really interesting stories throughout his career with Project Veritas, and this is just another one. And like you teased right before the end of the interview with the mail-in voter fraud, I am ecstatic to hear more about the information that he's going to release from that one.
Oh, it'll be big. He doesn't do anything small potatoes. And you just heard him say they've already got it. It's just a matter of when is it going to come out. I loved his responses to that. You know, hopefully in the very media, he wants to be on the front of the New York Times. He's going to make news during this election cycle. There is no question in my mind. You know, interestingly, because who he's talking about, people putting on these lists, these are bureaucrats. So you ask yourself this question. Years ago, and I mean years ago, When I got out of college, I went to work in the trucking industry. I was selling for a major nationwide motor carrier. I can name it. They're gone. They've been bought by UPS. It was Overnight Transportation, Richmond-based trucking company. And, you know, it was the entrepreneur streak in me. I never could get excited because I hit a quota that made somebody a bunch of money and I never got a dime out of. And I had people beating me up all day to meet these quotas that I had to have X amount of freight on board. You know, you follow me here? And
you're right.
I would go to these meetings and people would sit around these meetings. The sales staff would sit around the meetings. They were all great people, wonderful people. Some of them still good friends of mine after all these years. And I could never understand what made Marcia tick. Why was she so upset, visibly upset, that she didn't get X amount percentage over her quota when she still went home with her paycheck? She was still doing a great job. She still had pride in what she was doing. And I didn't understand that. Me, I wanted a piece of the pie. I was like, man, you know, because I remember being a kid. And I remember selling cookies, you know, the Cub Scouts and stuff like that, right? And we would take the money that we made and give it, we'd give it all away to the Cub Scouts. I remember saying to my dad when I was a little kid, about 10 years old, I said, how come you're giving all the money that we made? And he said, well, because it's for charity. It's why we gave it away. I said, don't we get to keep any of it? You know, you bought the cookies. I sold the cookies. He goes, man, you're gonna wind up in business at some point down the road. Because, I mean, I understood that concept, right? And what I don't know, I'm using this as an analogy. There's method to my madness. What makes that government employee tick that they feel it necessary to go after another fellow American citizen? What is it inside that person that makes them feel that they have the authority and the power? Where do they derive this from, Andy, that they are some all-powerful being? Is it because they work for the government? I mean, at the end of the day, their paycheck is all the same. They don't get an additional commission based on how many people they screw, or maybe they do. I don't know. But where does it come from?
I think there's a few different answers to that. I think it could be one where they just don't care about their job and they get their paycheck and that is their job. So it is unimportant to them about anybody's excuses or reasonings. This is the rules. This is the rule I have to follow. And that's just it. And I think those are more the low level employees. It's kind of like a credit card company. You call and say, hey, you know, I can't make my credit card payments or I can't make my student loan payment. Can I defer it? And they're like, nope, sorry, you don't qualify for that. Well, I'm financially ruined right now. Well, I don't care. Oh, well, we're going to send you a notification. We'll sue you or whatever the argument is. So, right. Of course, there's those that just don't care. I think the other ones have they're in that position because they have a political agenda. They have they truly believe in what they're doing. And probably those that run different departments at the federal government probably have that mindset that the federal government should be centralized and more power should be centralized to them. So if someone goes against that, then, yeah, they're walking home with the same paycheck. But to them, they have a purpose that they're serving, because if they can really stick it to a guy that's trying to tell them that that's
Strzok.
No good, then they – exactly.
Page and Strzok. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We've got one more segment with him when we come back from this break here. Don't go away. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Lots more to talk about with Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita, Kansas. Love you guys. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.